As eager as NASA is to find the cause of the Columbia disaster, the agency also has to be careful not to work too fast. Investigators say in a high-profile probe, there's a lot of pressure to follow one theory at the expense of others, and that could lead quickly to the wrong conclusions. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
After most airline crashes, a standard scenario plays out. At initial briefings, reporters fire theories at a stone-faced investigator from the National Transportation Safety Board, who replies something like this.
Call back in about a year and we'll tell you.
The NTSB's George Black, commenting about his agency's slow and steady approach after the crash of an American Airlines jet over New York a year and a half ago. Former NTSB Chairman Peter Goltz says the strategy goes something like this.
It focuses solely on the development of a factual record. And there is no analysis being done in the early stages of an NTSB investigation.
In other words, present the facts you found, but don't interpret them. NASA is trying to follow that rule with the Columbia investigation, with a difference. Shuttle Program Manager Ron Dittamore has tried to present as much raw data as possible, but he's also indulged reporters' fascination with one particular theory that damage during launch caused a fatal problem for Columbia.
I don't want to speculate any more than the information I gave you. Be cautious. I know I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking, but I can't go beyond that. And I want to be careful that I don't jump to conclusions, because if I do, I'll miss something else that may be very important.
Dittamore is trying to follow the evidence, but he's also sharing lots of information with the media, probably because of NASA's last experience with a crash investigation.
Engines throttling up. Three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
After the Challenger accident, many at NASA assumed that the shuttle's main engines were at fault. Investigators had to eliminate that theory before they could discover the main culprit, the solid rocket boosters. But NASA had compounded the confusion by hiding evidence of past problems with the boosters. To keep their eye on the quest for the correct explanation, NASA teams will work separately, focusing on the systems they know best. That also keeps them from being influenced by another team's data. According to Larry Regal, former director of forensic sciences for Orange County, California, that's the procedure followed in criminal investigations. Regal says each team works on their area of focus. They caucus occasionally, then return to their specialty.
I compare it in my classes to the sports event. You know, you have a huddle every once in a while and you talk about what you know up to that point and what you don't know and what still has to be done.
The danger of having everyone follow one theory surfaced during the Washington area sniper investigation, when officers became wrongly convinced they were looking for a single white male traveling in a white van. That's why former NTSB chief Peter Goltz says shuttle investigators must resist the temptation to adopt the most obvious explanation.
Oftentimes, your initial, you know, speculations about what occurred in a tragedy are simply dead wrong.
Goltz experienced that in 1996 when news stories rushed to attribute the crash of TWA Flight 800 off New York to terrorism. The NTSB's slow, deliberative process finally pointed to a fuel tank explosion. During a series of rocket failures, one investigator remembers that everyone involved was convinced that faulty fuel valves were to blame. They were fixed, but the next rocket failed. In the end, a screw smaller than a thumbnail was the real cause. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.